You drunk?
No, are you drunk?
They seem drunk.
Why would they be drunk?
Today is National Beer Lovers Day.
This is National Beer Lovers Day.
Don't you like beer?
Beer, 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 beer.
I mean, I love beer.
Me love beer.
I love beer.
Sir, I love beer too.
You still love beer?
We got beer!
It's showtime! Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Love being here with you today. I hope you had a relaxing and, depending on where you are at, relatively smoke-free Labor Day. I know my husband went out to Spanish Springs and did some hot air ballooning in the morning and said it was actually really nice. So maybe we might start seeing a turn. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. I'm really rather upset right now because I received an email this morning that just really, really to me, shows us where we're at and how people are reacting to what's going on around us. Afghanistan, Biden, Chicago. We've got Ida on the East Coast. We've got fires on the West Coast. And yet people still want to perpetuate this nonsense that masks work, you got to get a shot. When a biological weapon has been used on the world, you would think the media and more people would be up in arms. The media tries to discredit over the last, I'd say heavily over the last week, the use of ivermectin. One person dies because maybe they were stupid and just went and got some horse medication and overdosed on it. And it's plastered everywhere. But the thousands upon thousands of people that it has treated and helped, they get roasted. Look at how they're roasting Joe Rogan. So this is what I opened up my email to this morning at 9 o'clock. Well, Monica, we left my dad in there too long. They killed him. Obviously, it's not something I would joke about. So he won't be calling anymore. They moved him from ICU down to the main hospital. And he pulled his oxygen tube out. They had him sign a paper without telling us, and he died. I'm heartbroken, so it's hard to talk about. Thanks for the prayers the whole time, Monica. It was great hearing him call in all the time. So my amazing supporter and one of those friends that you never got to meet in person, Terry, you might remember, who always called about the wild horses in his backyard and his son his grandson Vinny with jokes, talking about the good side of life, taking his grandson fishing taking him to see the wild horses and to help them out with some water. Yeah, Terry's not going to be calling in anymore. Because he didn't get treatment. I swear on my life, if there is anything that I can do for anybody when it comes to taking these hospitals down that are not treating people, whether it be a hospital, whether it be a nursing home. I just got word last night from somebody. I was going through their emails and, you know, amazed. They were calling me about a local nursing home that had a huge number of breakthrough cases. People that got this poison shot in the nursing home, three died, and yet we've heard nothing about it. I've heard nothing about a local nursing home that this happened to. Sorry. We are supposed to be protecting each other. And right now, we're going through a depopulation and people just can't pick it up. I posted a meme on Facebook yesterday. Sorry, my glasses are watering all up. I posted a meme yesterday. Child sitting at his desk with a mask on. You know, supposedly our schools are supposed to have some pretty damn clean air. Supposed to be cleaning the classrooms with disinfectant and, you know, making sure that those viruses and things don't live in the classrooms. Yet your child is still forced to wear a mask. And yet thousands upon thousands of people celebrated Labor Day with no masks, with no social distancing, with, you know, what I would think is some not so totally sanitary conditions, eating outside with thousands upon thousands of other people, sitting on curbs with barbecue sauce to celebrate a rib cook-off. Yet your child in a air-filtered classroom is being forced to wear a mask. Do people just not see the hypocrisy of this when it comes to something making money, bringing in that revenue? But when it comes to something that is considered a personal freedom, a God-given freedom, being able to breathe. Nobody seems to care. How about we go over just some quick numbers? If you are under the age of 19, from this virus, naturally, you have a 99.997% survival rate. If you're between 20 and 49, you have a 99.98% survival rate. If you fall into my age group, if you're 50 to 69, you have a 99.5% survival rate. And if you're above 70, you have a 94.6% survival rate. And yet the media and politicians and mouthpieces have instilled so much fear into people that they're willing to take a death jab based on unscientific information. And they're also willing to keep treatment from people. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Regeneron. It's not the hospital personnel that's killing people. It's the protocols. It's the administration. And nobody will be held accountable. Just like PG&E wasn't held accountable for the how many deaths in Paradise from the fire? No. And we'll talk about that when we come back from this traffic break and our regular break, because that is something that should be top of the list for the Gavin Newsom recall. And yet, once again, people aren't talking about it. They just keep pushing the propaganda.
Have you been charged with HWI, horsing while intoxicated? If you're thinking of going with another horse lawyer, I say nay. They may call you and say, hey, we want to be your lawyer. But we say saddle up and go with the stable horse lawyers at Mane and Tail Law Firm. Don't wait past your time to call and get us to defend you. This is not a spur of the moment thing. Hold your horses and talk to the real HWI lawyers. Don't hitch your wagon to the wrong horse. Talk to us at Mane and Tail Law Firm.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the death of one of my favorite listeners due to non-treatment of having COVID in the hospital. So it's going to be a rather somber day for me, especially when I think about Americans sitting out on a tarmac trying to come home. And I find this rather interesting. Is it our State Department that's actually keeping those planes there? Is it working with the Taliban? Has ISIS taken over so much that you realize they're all working together? Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Which of these issues do you think should have the top priority for the city of Reno when spending your money? The millions upon millions of dollars that they are getting from the American Rescue Plan funds. Now, when I'm listing these are the categories that they have actually selected, and that is on the NevadaRecovers.com website. Increasing access to healthcare and community-based services. Strengthening public education. Supporting disadvantaged communities, strengthening Nevada's workforce, supporting small business and revitalizing the state's economy, investing in infrastructure, modernizing and enhancing state government services, addressing budget shortfalls. Well, we could strengthen Nevada's workforce if we would just stop the unemployment payments for people who are sitting on their butts doing nothing. Everybody is hiring. The post office is hiring. Restaurants are hiring. Casinos are hiring. But I make more sitting at home. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Would you be more willing to eat at a restaurant if it banned Biden supporters publicly? 79% of those participating in the poll said no. A good restaurant is a good restaurant. We don't play nice together when the propaganda is pushed. I'm proud of people who voted for Biden who are coming forward and saying, wow, do I regret that decision? There's videos all over the internet. This one guy who has millions of followers on YouTube was talking about it and really expressed the concern that the media made Trump look so bad. And he was a Democrat, so he went and voted party-wise and just voted for Biden. And now he's outraged. You know, I like hearing from Democrats that actually look at the issues, look at the propaganda being pushed by the media, whether it be on Afghanistan, whether it be on the COVID. We were told by both sides that we were going to be in a war for survival, that we were already in World War III. Trump told us. Trump told us that this country had been attacked. Biological weapon. Bill Gates said, we're not going to see wars fought with bombs and troops anymore. We're going to see wars fought with biological weapons. Even Fauci said, the incoming president is going to be caught by surprise. So if you don't understand how we have been brainwashed by the media to just accept what they say and not challenge them, not challenge, not question, not do some critical thinking for ourselves. I mean, how can hundreds of thousands of people be treated for decades with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all of these other fabulous medications that we've had that have been approved, they've been approved safe, that even at this moment, refugees are required to take to come into this country, and yet we can't save Americans' lives. Look at the media stories, how they're making ivermectin look like poison. You should be sick to your stomach because all they're doing is pushing a shot. They're pushing a shot, and now they're pushing it on your children. Please stand up. There's a walkout today. People are meeting at the Believe sign at, I believe it's 1 o'clock. People walking out of work. People walking out of school. Because remember, these kids are people too. They have their own rights. They have their own thoughts. Don't silence them. Still a little scatterbrained, thinking about Terry. That's, my mind is just on Terry this morning. And I ask God to protect him and give his family some relief and give them strength. Help Vinny understand why this happened. Help all of us understand why people are letting their brothers and sisters of humanity die at the hands of protocols. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, always fighting for you. Let's get a look at the fire conditions going on around us. And when we come back after Fox News, I'll bring you that fire story that is just, again, why are we letting this happen to us?
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This show today is for Terry, my Elko listener that was just always such a beautiful man to talk to on the air and talk about his grandkids and the wild horses who, well, let's just say not treated in the hospitals. God called him home, said, well, if they're not going to treat you, I'll treat you better. So a friend of mine has this sign in his window, dear vaccinated, if the unvaccinated are wrong, they can always get vaccinated. What's your plan B? That's pretty, that pretty much says it right there. Monica, people in California are so liberal, it's ridiculous. My sister is one, and my sister-in-law is another, and they tell me that they love President Biden, and he's doing a wonderful job in their eyes, and that I believe in nothing but conspiracy theories and fake news. It's disgusting that they believe this baloney, and where do they live? California. But you know what? There are people all across this country, all around the world, who believe what they've been sold by the mainstream media. That's why you have to look outside of it. Look to what's happening in the UK. Look to what's happening in Australia. What the media is not reporting on. Planes full of Americans sitting on a tarmac in Afghanistan, not being allowed to leave. And our State Department, just, what are they doing? If you look at the reports coming out, really not much and nothing. Top-ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the Taliban terrorist group won't allow Americans to leave from an airport in the northern part of Afghanistan, while the White House chief of staff estimates that about 100 Americans still remain in the country. No. We're getting word that there's a lot more than that from people who know, from the boots on the ground. That should be outraging everybody, Democrats alike. Yes, it is time to clean house. Media too. Laura Logan, her show No Agenda. She lived and fought to get the stories out. She was violently raped getting the stories out. to bring you real information. And she's still doing it. Over the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan now is the Taliban flag. These people who we fought for 20 years? Yeah. ISIS and Taliban signs now printed on our equipment, on our Humvees, on the carriers, all of those disabled. What the hell did they disable? Because we're seeing people drive around in all this stuff. Had a parade. The guns are working. I've seen the horrific videos of people from the Afghan army being executed. So what exactly is Biden doing that people are so proud of? Because really, if you talk to Democrats, I don't think people voted for Biden. They voted against Trump because the media made him look so bad. And gosh, you know, that world peace, the not being threatened and having things relatively under control because of the might of the U.S. military that Trump supported, well, that we all supported, until General Milley had a new boss, and then it was woke. I don't think really any country has fallen so far, so fast. Not in my lifetime. Armstrong and Getty were talking this morning about the number of Hispanics and the number of blacks that are turning to the Republican Party, that are turning in support of Trump. And they can't figure out why. Democrats can't figure out why, as they put it, these people, their voting bases are moving towards Trump and the Republican Party. I can tell you exactly why. Freedom, liberty, rights have nothing to do with the color of your skin. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution of this country, say nothing about the color of your skin, your ethnicity, where you are originally from. And people come to this country from all around the world because of our Constitution, because of our Bill of Rights, because of our freedoms being embraced. Why would they stay with a political party who is just destroying everything that this country has stood for since its inception? Of course they're going to gravitate towards Republicans and Trump and the new Republican Party. These people who are resisting, the Mitt Romneys, the Susan Collins, these people have got to go. The Lindsey Grahams, the Dan Crenshaws. You heard me right. Dan Crenshaw. We put people into these pedestals that people don't look at what they've said in the past and how they've flip-flopped and what they've done. Because Dan Crenshaw is not innocent. So this is a tweet that Crenshaw sent out 8/4/19. The solutions aren't obvious, even if we pretend they are. But we must try. Let's start with the TAPS Act. Maybe also implement state red flag laws or gun violence restraining orders. Stop them before they can hurt someone. Remember, that was 8/4/19. Also implement state red flag laws. The infringing on your Second Amendment rights. This was sent out August 21st. I don't support red flag laws. Trump did. I made the mistake of trying to explain why you should only talk about RFL at the state level and how to protect due process if you do, but would never support a single red flag law in existence. Huh. Did you know that Dan Crenshaw is on a list of future global leaders that was put out by the global elite? Yeah. See, it's little things like that that you need to watch out for that tells you about somebody's true intentions. It's the Monica Jay Show.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thank you for texting at 884-9910 and emailing at monica at 991fmtalk.com. love this. Dan Crenshaw on list of prospective world leaders. Not a wasted day. Learned something new. Hey, if I can teach people or inform them on just one thing, I feel like I've done my job. Here's another one. I am outraged at McConnell and the rest of his cronies. Why in the world only 17 Republicans are asking for impeachment? Where are the rest of the spineless Republicans? It makes me sick to my stomach. What isn't going on? Not sure who is more useless, Joe or Mitch. Oh, I just remembered McConnell's wife is Chinese. Just saying. Thanks for letting me rant. Never miss your show. You're a light in a dark tunnel. Oh, thank you so much. That makes me, I've had a hard day this morning learning about Terry and his passing and his not getting the medication that he needed and the treatment that he needed in the hospital. So things like that, you know, that does bring me up, but then my thoughts go back to Terry and all the rest who are being ignored. So I watched this last night. It was sent to me by a listener. And for some reason, I had to go in a roundabout way to figure out how to get this on my page. But if you go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com, our web pages, go into the schedule pull it down, pull up weekdays, pull up my picture, go into my page. Okay? You will see on there, under this week's date, I think it's the first one I have posted there now, a YouTube video. This is 3 years of investigative reporting. This is what investigative reporting actually looks like. When people challenge those in power, I don't like to say authority figures because you know what? They don't have any authority over you. They are put in an elected position. You are still the one with the authority. Because Gavin Newsom, and this is coming out from Jenna Ellis, she posted, "Do not believe the poll numbers when it comes to Gavin Newsom's recall." Because the media is out there saying that he's going to just slide on by, that they don't have the numbers for the recall, and that's BS. That's manipulation. How is that brainwashing and manipulation? Because people will think, oh, it's not going to make a difference. Kind of like our elected representatives here in Nevada saying, oh, I'm not going to sign that. You shouldn't either. The recall petition for Sisolak, because it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to happen. They're making it happen in California. And Gavin Newsom is terrified. And he should be even more so. This is from ABC 10. More than a bailout, fire, power, money. It's an expose on Gavin Newsom and his treatment, relationship with PG&E. The people who admitted that they murdered dozens of people in Paradise because of faulty equipment they knew about. Raging fires starting. What we are looking at here with our fire conditions, with our smoke, with our breathing conditions, this is an incredibly powerful piece of work. This shows how the corruption is not only how it runs so deep, but how it's rewarded. You know, Gavin Newsom's got to get those campaign funds from somewhere. Can't get them all from Aunt Pelosi, Aunt Nancy. And if this doesn't make you sick to your stomach, how our forests are burning, how people are dying. And these people, yeah, no one's in jail. This needs to go viral. Send it everywhere you possibly can, because it's the truth behind these fires. It's the Monica Jay Show, always bringing you the truth, not the propaganda.